plan their day's activities a little bit ahead of time. I'd also like to ask all the instructors, when you go to lunch, if you'll leave your rooms open so that when people come in after lunch at 1:30 to do those workshops, they can get into those rooms and I don't have to go tearing around opening up all the doors. If you don't have a place to lock up instruments yet, if your class doesn't have a special place, we're keeping this room open and the back room over here, the practice rooms. We're putting instruments in there and locking them up approximately 12:15, and then we'll have them back open and available approximately 1:15. So you'll have time to get them for your 1:30 workshop. I think that's all the announcements I have, unless anybody else has something that they think everybody should know. Okay, our guest master artist today comes from right here in Randolph County, Woody Simmons. Woody has been a lifelong resident of Randolph County, 81 years old, I believe, isn't that right, Woody? And been fiddling for just about all those years, and has a lot of experiences to share with us, a lot of good music to share with us. And this is a informal session here, so if you have any questions for Woody, please feel free to raise your hand. Woody's played with a lot of well-known musicians. Woody's played back in the golden days of old-time music with such fiddlers as Clayton McMichin on the radio, and he's known some of the local fiddlers who are known and who are respected as old-time fiddlers, and has a lot of experiences to share with us. So let's welcome not only Woody Simmons, and Tom King is going to be backing him up on guitar. So, Woody and Tom, come on up.
Mighty proud to be back here for another old time weekend. And the first number I'm going to go do is an old tune I learned off of Ed and Hammond's, Billy in the Lowground. Thank you.
good.
I never heard you play that high part like that before.
You never. Dilly in the Low Ground. Yeah.
Are you in tune for Molly Put the Kettle On?
No, do you want me to tune for that?
I'd like that.
All right.
And D.
This is another old tune I learned off Ed, and I wanted him to play me the George Washington March. And he said, I'll play it for you, but I won't play it for Joey Hamrick. And this is the tune he played, and I played it for several years, and I thought I was playing a George Washington March, but it was Molly Put the Kettle On.
Woody, how's your fiddle tuned for this particular
tune
song?
Tuned in D.
How do you tune? What is each string?
I drop the E string down and...
D-A?
Yeah. Yeah.
D-A-D-D? Yeah, it's D-A-D-D.
Yeah, right, yeah. Changes.
Day late and a dollar short. He's going to oblige you. How long have you had that fiddle?
Here's Smith Streeves. He's an old bachelor. And I went over there, and I was 13 years old. I was doing the janitor work at school, and I give Smith a bushel of potatoes, and then when I got my check, when school was out, I give him $5. And that's what I give him for the fiddle.
I'll give you six, Woody.
That'll be all right. Yeah, that's about all it's worth. It ain't much of a fiddle. But I had a bass bard graduated by O.E. Kerr. Orville made several fiddles, and he graduated and bass barred my red fiddle. Yeah. And it is my best fiddle. Orville said he had records of over 3,300 fiddles that he had repaired, and that was one of the finest. And I hold right on to it, but Glenn Smith said he'd give me $5 for it. And I got Dominus strings on. I had them down in Vandalia, and I got Glenn to try it out down there. He didn't want to do it, but he finally, I said, well, just draw the bow across it. He said, I wouldn't give you 50 cents for it.
Sounds like Glenn. Sounds like Glenn. He'd say something like that.
Yeah. Glenn's all right, a good fella, good fiddle player.
That fiddle you have there has a pearl on the headstock. Do you know who put that in?
It must have been in there when it was bought. Yeah. It was in there ever since I remember. Yeah. It's not got the original finish on it, though. I loaned it to Delmer Johnson. He played over Fairmont for Hank the Callion, and when he brought it back, he didn't have no pegs in it, and no strings, and no bridge, or no tailpiece. But Delmer was a fine fiddle player, a good boy. He got burnt up. He 2 weeks before he got burnt up, he was at our restaurant, and he said, Woody, I want you to play Soldier's Joy for me. And I said, well, you can play Soldier's Joy. He said, yeah, but I want you to play it. We went out on the sidewalk there and had our pictures taken together, and I played it for him, and I never knew why till I went over to Sawmill and asked his dad. And his dad picked a banjo with me, and we'd win a few contests, but he said him and Delmer could never play it together. And he wanted to learn to play it like I did. But I have an altogether different style of it now than what I did then. Yeah.
Are you in tune for that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, this is my own version of Soldier's Joy. Thank you. I decided it wasn't easy to copy after somebody else. You just figure out a way to do it your own way. Yeah.
Will you tell about where we first met?
Well, when we first met, it was down in Ivydale, West Virginia. It was on a Friday. It rained all day Friday, all night Friday night, all day Saturday, and all night Saturday night. Next morning was pretty frosty like. I had four buckle arctics on, and Tom was barefoot and had his britches rolled up above his knee. I have a big enlargement of him, picture of him. And that's where we first met. Tom was 17 years old, I believe, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And the audience, the people out in the crowd, they had plastic over their heads to keep them getting their heads wet. And me and Tom was playing out of an old building, and it was leaking. You'd had to dodge around first one playing in to keep the rain from getting on you.
Bill Hicks was there, too.
We sure had a good time there. It's all good people. Yeah. I had my clothes down at the house at Dave's home, but I slept in the car, and I had a stove with me, a little old propane gas stove, and I'd done my own cooking, and I'd put my arcs on and get in my chair and raise up the trunk lid and done my own cooking.
Woody, I'd like to say something about Woody and when I first met him and how I got to playing the guitar. Woody is one of the first people that I met when I started playing old-time music, and to be perfectly honest with you, it wasn't the music that drew me to the music at first. It was the people that played it. Woody, when I came into, when I was 17 years old, I was playing electric guitar and running around free and easy, and this gentleman here took me aside and took me to school and taught me the chord changes and was real patient with me. And it was his patience and his kindness that got me started playing. And I want to thank you publicly, Woody, for that.
I appreciate it a lot. Thank you, Tom. Yes, sir.
So play another tune.
Huh? Cotton bagging. It's just good. That who's got to change it. Thank you. play the...
We've played that before, but it's been a while.
Yeah. I play the first part over on the B Street. Yeah, I learned that all of Clayton mentioned way back in 1935 over at Edge Park. We stayed there, and Clayton was a mighty fine fiddle player. And I also learned a 50-year-ago waltz off of Clayton. Kenny Baker and him played it, but they leave one part out of it and kind of cut it up. I still stay with the old Clayton and Gidd's way of playing it. And me and Arnold Van Pelt cut it on an old pasteboard disc with wax coating on it, and I still have it, and Arnold done a mighty fine job of playing second fiddle on it. We never did play that together.
No, what key?
D and G, two keys.
Let's try it.
All right.
Virginia
Highway. Thank you. West Virginia Highway.
Do you remember where you learned that one, Woody?
Well, I don't just remember. I put some other old tunes together and kind of made a tune out of it. Yeah. Well, let's see. We can't leave a Walter Smith out. Let's play one of his tunes. Smith's Comeback. G. Three chords in his own.
G, C, and D.
Yeah.
Use a capo for this one.
Played that over the radio station over WVMR, and they had an old 78 RPM record in there. It had the words to that old song. I learned it way back many years ago, but I didn't know there's any words to it. Yeah.
Woody, why don't you play a Susie's Band and tell us?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, this is an old tune that Charlie Bell wrote. His wife's name was Susan. She's still living. Charlie died at an age of 97 years old. And he made this old tune up, and of course I remodeled it some to suit myself. Charlie was mighty proud of it. I walked out on the stage playing the fiddling contest, and I looked down, and the judges, three judges, and Charlie was one of them. So I changed my mind right quick. The guitar player, he said, when I got through playing, he said, I just want you to go play Leather Breeches. And I said, well, I looked there and I seen Charlie Bell was one of the judges, and he had wrote this old number, and I played Susie's Band. So when I went off the stage and went back in the dressing room, and I won first place, and Charlie came in and said, Dat Gunnity. He always said, Dat Gunnity. He said, Dat Gunnity, said, I'll give you every point to us. Said, it was silly to have been here. I took him down when I got the recording made. I took it down, and he said, Sui, get up here and let's dance. Yeah, he's mighty proud of it. Charlie was, I guess, about the first fiddler I heard play the fiddle. All right, Susie's Band, key of G.